In 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 6, King David leads his men to Jerusalem to face down the Jebusites, using some crafty war strategy moves. And after the Jebusites basically told the Israelites that their blind and lame were strong enough to conquer the toughest Israelite soldier. There's some very interesting and technical war tactics taking place here, it seems. But from a broader perspective, something even greater is happening. You see, way back in Genesis chapter 15, verses 18 through 21, God made a promise to Abraham that God would give to Abraham and his descendants a certain area of land. This episode that we have in 2 Samuel chapter 5 against the Jebusites is the final piece of that promise being put into place. What we see in the big picture is that even though many items in life have an expiration date, God's promises are not one of them. We are in the midst of waiting on one of God's promises right now, and that is to see and experience the fullness of God's already established kingdom, and to see the King in all of His glory, our faith being made into sight. And no matter how many days pass, we can rest in the reality that God's promises bloom over time. They never spoil, they never fade. As you pray today, please remember Tommy and Sarah Rose and their family, our missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Bicolano Sorsogon LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout the Philippines.